Do you ever feel like you're lacking confidence? Of course you do. Even though you're doing everything that you know you could be doing, you're working yourself, doing everything out on the pitch, you still lack confidence. Well, I had a question the other day from someone who I've been working with. And he was like, done one of your sessions. I feel like I need some of this because I need to maintain and up my confidence. And I said, that's not your problem, mate. It's not your problem. That's not your problem. Your problem is your environment, the environment you're around. Because if you're not playing, you're on the bench, if your manager's giving you grief, if he's not constantly helping you, right, and you're not getting the support you need, you're not going to have confidence no matter what you do. It's the environment you're around. I was like, when you change your environment, your confidence will change. But there is a caveat to this too. You have to work on your confidence to bulletproof yourself. So nothing outside of yourself can really have an impact. So my confidence comes from me working on myself daily. I've literally just done it now. Journaling, doing what I need to do, doing these podcasts, giving myself evidence. Then if someone outside of me tries to put me down, I kind of know that I'm okay. But the thing is, if I was in the wrong environment, right? If I was in the wrong environment, you put me in the wrong environment, I'm going to struggle with confidence. And football is the only place really where you can have a manager calling you shit. Oh, you're terrible. You're so bad. Drop you. Can you imagine being in an office job where someone's standing over you constantly going, oh, you're so bad, you're rubbish, useless, useless, crap, crap, crap. You'd go to HR and be like, I need to get out of here. I'm depressed and anxious. My confidence is low. So if you've got managers, it's normally managers, not normally the coaches, but if you've got a manager who's constantly putting you down, doesn't trust you, your confidence isn't going to be that great. So we're coming to the end of the season now. So I'm recording this episode is Monday the 15th of April. We're coming to near the end of the season. We've got 2 weeks left. You might want to start thinking about changing your environment, changing your club, because you might not be able to thrive at the club you're currently at. If you're not getting games, if you're being dragged constantly, if the manager keeps on putting you down, it doesn't matter what really you do, your confidence isn't going to be that great. It's environmental. And there's a really good quote which says, if a flower doesn't bloom, you don't fix the flower, you fix the environment that it grows in. That's massively important. I'll say that again. If a flower doesn't bloom, you don't fix the flower, you fix the environment that the flower grows in. How true is that? And I've seen many a people in my life who have been depressed and anxious. And it doesn't matter what they did, it was the environment they're at, the work environment, which was what screwed them. I know quite a few people who struggle with depression. As soon as they got taken out of that environment, they were better. Kids at school, if they're struggling, they're being bullied, being put down, you take them out of that environment, they suddenly feel better. So a lot of times things can be environmental. It could be your home. Like, you have to think of the environment. In your environment, are you thriving or surviving? Does it help or hinder? Does it thrust you forward or drag you back? What's it doing? You have to think of your environment. Environment is massive. Does it make you happy? Does it make you sad? Does it make you anxious? And that could be your club, that could be your home. So a lot of times, when you're struggling, if you're struggling for confidence, it can be your environment. Remember, when a flower doesn't grow, you don't fix the flower, you fix the environment. You fix what it grows in, you fix everything around it. What's it got? Is there loads of bugs? Is there... I'm not a gardener, as you can probably tell. But what's around it? Is there anything getting at the flower? It's the things around the flower. It's not the problem with the flower. So the whole point is, it's not the problem with you. It's a problem with the things around you, the people around you. Can you go somewhere where you can thrive? Because putting you in a different situation, in a different environment, will allow you to grow. It's the place that you're at now that could be hindering your growth. Anyway, as always, if you like this podcast, please do me a favor. Give me a 5-star review. Share this with your friends. Please tag me if you like this one. If it's related to you, go to www.confidenceinfootball.com to have a free call with me. If you're a pro, pros only. Free call with me, pros only. And in there, there's also a masterclass that will help you with your confidence. And I'm going to talk about confidence and stuff on the next episode, about how we need to go deeper and how most people work horizontally and not vertically. See you on the next episode.